come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who is and is and is. Rekarabosh in a kuribash in a kuribata kashi in a kubasha.
Oh, my God,
Rabashi in a kinikush and in a kurabash in a kubasa. Thank you, Jesus. You are God, you are holy. Shiribasa, the Diddy Shikabasa. You are worthy to be praised. You are wonderful, oh God. You are mighty to be praised, my Lord. There is no one else like you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We lift up your holy name. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Shiri bakasari didi kubasha nadina. You are gracious, O God. You deserve all the praise. You deserve all the honor. Makashi didi kuribasa didi kubasa da. Rika bashi didi kurabashi didi kuribasa da. Ambayari didi 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 kubashi didi kurabakasa didi. O makashi didi didi kurabasa didi didi kurabashi ikidi kurabasa didi didi. Makashi didi kurabasa didi didi kurabashi didi didi didi. Kobashi de Makabosa Makabaka shikini kudibasa da karabosu rora de bashi kini kudibasa de de ambasi de de kubaya kabosha kabi karabasa de 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 kurabasa da remosa de kere bashi de karabasa de de. Oh, you've done wonderful things. You've done glorious things. You've done gracious things, oh God, across Jesus. Your forgiveness, your divine protection, your divine cover throughout the night, throughout the ages, oh God, across Jesus. We have seen your faithfulness, oh God. We've seen your grace and mercy, oh God. You continue to keep us, oh God. You do not frustrate your truth. You do not frustrate your ways, oh Makashiki, the Kurabasa, da. But you open doors that no man can shut. Ribasada di karabashi de. You open ways that no man can shut. Rabasiki di kuribasa de korabashi de. Rimaya karabushi de kuribasa de korabashi de kuribasa da. Oh God, you are gracious. You are gracious. Shedi baragata kase de. You are gracious, Sharabasada da Karabushu to Kuribash Idika. You are gracious, Udibash, the Kuribasa, the Karabush, the Ambukopasha, the Nekabasa, the. Oh God, you're a good father, you're a good Lord, you're a good King. You are gracious, Shiribasa di Kirikubasha da. I thank you for you do marvelous things, O Makashiki di Kurabasa. You have been my healer, Makashiki di Kuribasa. You have healed my injuries, you have healed my body, you have healed my mind, you have healed my thoughts, O God, across Jesus. You have healed everything that concerns me, Makaribashiki di Kuribakashi. Why not for the Lord on our side, the enemies will have crushed us? Why not for you on our side will have been crushed? The carabo so do the kurabasha de rimba sati kashi kidi kudibasa da rikasa da shikidi kudibasa da. Oh yes, Lord, in makashi kidi kudibasa di kurabasa di karabasa de makashi di kurabasa di kumbakashi kidi kurabasa de rimba sati karabo so Thank you, Jehovah God. Indeed, you are a good, good Father. You are a good, good Lord. You are a good, good King. You are a good, good Redeemer. Indeed, you've called us to be your own. You've called us to be vessels of honor, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, O God. It is you that qualifies, it is not men. And Father, I thank you, O God. I thank you, Jesus Christ, O God. And whatever we do, we've seen your hand. Whatever we do, we've seen your faithfulness. Whatever we do, we've seen your grace, O God, throughout the moments, O God, throughout everything, O God. Indeed, your divine protection and cover has continued to provide, O God. You have provided beyond our wildest expectations, O God. Although it did not make sense to us, O God, but it makes sense to you, O God. It makes perfect sense, O God. And Father, I thank you for the testimonies that are coming in one after another of your doing, of your mercies, of your faithfulness, O God. You have shown us your hand. You've shown us your divine faithfulness, your divine provision. Holy, 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 Sharabasidigede Kurabasa, Didi Kovasada, Rimasiki, the Kudibasada, the Karaboshi, the Kudibasada, the Da, Mikariboshiki, the Kuribasa, Orabaka. Orabaka said, Didi Kobasa, da. I worship you, Shidikiri Kudibasa, da Karabus, no Nidibasa, da, and the Cassid, the Kuribas, the Kuribas, the Remas, the Kiribosh, the Karabu, Kubas, and the Holy, holy, holy are you, God of God, Jesus. Thank you, indeed. Thank you for grace. Thank you for Esther, oh God. Thank you for Eliezer. Thank you for Diana. Thank you, Jesus, for Vicky, oh God. Thank you for Lily. Thank you for Alan, oh God. Thank you for my brothers, my sisters, my cousins. Sharabu Sukubashi, the Kuribasa, da. Thank you for Tony Makariba, Shiki, the Kuribasa, da. You are a God of mercy, Shiki, the Kurabasa, da. You are divine protection. You make a way, Kuribasa, da. You establish your own, O Kuribasa, the Kuribasa, da. Thank you for bits of Makashiki di Kuiba Shedi Kadiba. And indeed you bless the work of the hands of your children. Riba Sadi Kadiba Shiki di Kudiba Sadi. That none of your children seek you in vain, O God. You do mighty things in the lives of the young people, O God. You bring your voice so clearly, your voice so clearly that we can honor, we can adore you, we can trust in you. Makaribiri oshakaribasa didiri. We break up asikidi kulibasa da. All hindrances of darkness, O God. Against Mato, against Waru, O God. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Shika. Thank you for Samuel, O God. Thank you indeed for the children, for the young ones. Shiri Barabasada. Homolana, Mikariba, Shikidi Kudiba, Shididididide. Indeed, thank you indeed for the future, O God. Thank you, the Lord, you have been working it out, O God. Indeed, for Anne, O God. Shikidi, for Joy, Shikidi Bosada, for Isaiah, Makariko, Sariba, Shikidi Kurabasada. Indeed, you are a God of mercy. You do that in which men cannot think can be done. God of impossibilities. We have seen your faithfulness. Thank you for Yab Shidi Baraba. Thank you for the young people. Thank you for Nova. For indeed, Jackson, Mikarika, Sodoboshi, Ine Karabasa, Dada. And thank you, and thank you for the new light, Wokabashi, Kurabasa, Dada, Dada. And thank you, Lemi, Mikaribashi, Ine Kuribasa, Dada. Oh God, we can go on and on, Shidi Karabasa, Dada, Kobasa, Dada. My Lord God, you know each of us by name, oh God. Thank you, Ine Nelson. Thank you for the mother, Mikarika, Shidi. We thank you, the Lord, even as they go through surgery. But Father God, you are the surgeon. You are the one in control. You are the one working it out. You're the one working it out, shikidi kudibana basa da 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 da. You're the one working it out, shikidi kudibasa da da da. You're the one making a difference, shikidi kudibasa da 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 da. You're making a difference, shikidi kudibasa da 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 da. Oh God, you know that you are working it out, shakaribasa da da. You do that which is impossible, oh God. For that we commit it to your able hands, we commit it to your glorious hands, oh kudibasa da da da. Indeed, you have all the power. You have all the authority, O God. You have all the wisdom. Shikariba siti kidi kuriba sada dideba. Riba siti kidi kuba sada. We have no other God that we can trust in. No other Father that we can look up to, O God of God, Jesus. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. Our defense is in you. Maka shikidi kuriba sada dide. Aribosu do. Oh Jesus, indeed you do the impossible. You do the impossible. Oh God, we need you more and more. We need you more and more in our lives, in our thoughts, in everything that we do. We need you more and more. We need your divine presence to walk with us. Oh God, I pray for your wisdom. I pray for your grace, oh God. I pray for your guidance. Oh God, I thank you that each and every day I see your faithfulness. I see your reward of the faithfulness, oh God. And that you have continued to cover your children, oh God. You have continue to make a way, O Koribasa Dada. In it with thanksgiving, we present our request to God, O God. The Lord, you grant wisdom upon wisdom, O God. I thank you, the Lord, you granted me the spirit of wisdom and revelation, O God. Thank you for the mind of Christ. Thank you that I know all things, O God. That you reveal all things, O God, according to your grace, according to your mercy, according to your divine power, O God. And that you've given us everything that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him, O Kadibasa, the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, out of the throne of, or under the dominion of darkness. We are set free and brought into the Son, the kingdom of the Son, of whom he loves, O God. We've been delivered. We no longer belong to our own, O God, but we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We were bought at a price. Therefore, we honor God with you, O God. We honor God with our bodies. You are doing a new thing, O Makashi Basada. Open a new grace. Open a new season in our lives. Open a new season in our family members, O God. Open a new season in our destinies, O God. Open a new season in everything that we do. We need you more and more. Shaki Dibasi Kidikuri Basada. Rikashi Kidikuri Basada. Didi Bashi Didi Basakabo. Makari Basadi Didi Kuri Bashi Didi Bamba. Oh God, we need you more and more. Oh God, we need you more and more. Oh God, in thanksgiving, oh God, you say we can present our request to God. Thank you, Jehovah God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you that in need as we walk, we are guided by you, oh God. As we walk, we are taught by you, oh God. As we walk, we hear your voice, oh God. As we walk, we hear your guidance, oh Makashe. The God that continues to show us his faithfulness, oh God. A God that does not depend on men, oh God. It is what he does. It is what he has done. It is what he has promised to do. That he shall do, O God, and out of his good pleasure, out of his good pleasure, he has blessed his children one after another, O God. And Father, we look unto your promises that are yes and amen, O God. The grace of God that is yes and amen, Rikabarashe. For every promise that is in Christ is yes and amen, O God. And Father, indeed, I thank you, indeed. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you for Zozo, oh God. Thank you indeed for our brothers and our sisters, oh God. Thank you for praise, oh God. Thank you indeed for Kadema Kariba Shikidi Kuliba Sadada. Thank you, the Lord, you're raising these children in the fear and knowledge of God, Ekaba. That they are becoming established. Shikidi Kuliba Sadidi Kuriba Shikidi Kuraba Sadidi. They are becoming established for the praise and honor of your holy name, O God. And they no weapon that is fashioned against them shall prosper. No plan of darkness shall prosper. No works of darkness shall prosper. No forces of the enemy shall prosper. Shiki de kuribasa, didi de kuribasa, da da da. O rabashi, didi de karabasa, didi de. O Jesus, you are a good God. O Jesus, you are a faithful Father God. O Jesus, you reign on high. You are faithful, O God. You are holy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are mighty to be praised and adored. Shani basi kidi di mo sadi di kaba me kari basi di di kura basi di di kara basi da 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 da. Ori basi di di basi kidi kumba kasa di 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 di. Ari basi di 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 kura basi di kara basa da da da. Oh God, grant us that which money cannot buy. Open our eyes to what you are doing, oh God. You say you can launch us deeper. Launch us deeper. Launch me deeper, oh God. Open my understanding, oh Makashadada, to just be a vessel that you can use, oh God. To be a vessel that you can use. O God, and to the nations, O God, a prophet unto the nations. Indeed, open me a door of utterance to demonstrate that which I speak. Indeed, not to make things that I cannot do, but that which you have worked in me, O God, that which you are doing to work in me, O God, that which you are taking me into me, Kariba Shikidi Kuriba. I need your grace, O God. I need your grace, O Kuriba Shikidi Kuribasa, da da da. O Rabasidi Kuribasa. Oh, your divine cover, O God. Thank you for your divine cover, Shikidi Kuribasa, da da. Your divine protection, O Kariba Sidi Kuriba. Your all round protection, O God. Oh, your 24/7 protection, O God. That depends on what you have done, O God. The finished works of Christ, O God, O God, Jesus. And indeed, in our union with you, you've granted us dominion, O Kuribasa, you've granted us the authority, and thus you establish your works on the earth, O Kuribasa. You establish your works on your children, O God. You establish your works on your sons and daughters, O God. We need you more. more and more Kuribasa de Kuribasha da de Arabasa de Karabaya Karibo Sodo de Bosha da Karabasa da da Oh Ribasa da 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 Karibo de Oh God, guide us, oh God. Guide us in your truth, oh God. Guide us in your ways, oh God. Speak to us this morning, oh God. Speak to us, Shakidi Basada. We are available. We are here, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Let your name be praised. Let your name be worshipped. Let your name be exalted, oh God. Let your name be lifted up on high, oh Rabasadi de Kobasha. I have a cassidy. I have a book of city de Kabasha Kadi. A book city Kabasha da e Kadabo. You deserve the praise, oh God. You are worthy. I worship you. I worship you, oh my Father, my God. I worship you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In everything I say, thank you, Lord. Indeed, doors open. Father, indeed, I take authority and I cancel works of the enemy over your listeners, oh God. I cancel any work of sickness. I cancel any work of witchcraft. I bind every work of poverty. I bind every demonic manifestations. I rebuke them from the name of Jesus. I rebuke those that are hearing from every work of the enemy. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. I speak a new release of life, a new release of understanding, a new release of favor, oh God, of understanding. We disconnect from every familial altars, oh God. We disconnect them in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we speak a new lease of life, oh God. A change in character, a change in instructor, Omakashi, even to whatever level is required, oh God. Father God, you can do it, and you have done it before. Nothing is ever late with you, oh God. You know why? Omakashi, and you will do it, oh God. Your name be praised, your name be worshipped, and your name be glorified. Thank you that you answer prayers, oh God. And we trust in you and we depend upon you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Oh, kabashiki nikadas.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ah, God is good. God is good. God is good. We thank God for another good morning. And we praise him, you know. Being with moments of being with our Father are never in vain. Because God walks with us, he speaks with us, he directs us, we learn from him. You know, prayer is such an active engagement with God that anyone who puts their mind, their emotions, their heart in the prayer will give you a witness that as you speak to God in your inner man, through your words, through your voice, you know, through your emotions, as you put in there, then on the inside, God also speaks to you and God confirms things, or God brings people to your mind that you need to pray for. God brings situations to your mind that you need to remember for within prayer. And being sensitive to God's voice, being obedient to God's voice, means that as he drops, you know, people in your path of thought as you pray, then that means God is highlighting to your memory things that you need to commit and situations or people that you need to pray for. So when that happens, it is important that you be sensitive, that you take your time, that you know, just carry on with that prayer and just be led. That's what Romans 8 verse 14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And this is something that as you grow in your walk with God, God will start to show you such things. He will open your eyes. And you know, at times people don't know what it means for your eyes to be open, for your eyes of your understanding to be open. It's just, it does not necessarily mean that you might see visions. And yes, visions are part of it. But when God, there is a knowing that comes from His truth. That means there are things that as you pray, God makes you be aware of that you didn't know or you didn't have an idea of. But as you have prayed, God brings you that knowledge that, oh, tomorrow expect this. You know, oh, tomorrow when you go dress up like this, or when you go, you know, go at this time. Now, that is part of the sensitivity that God expects us to be aware of as we are praying to Him, that He is giving us instruction, and these instructions come in various forms. And this is why the Bible tells us that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That means he cannot enter, he cannot have perception, he cannot have a relationship with God. Remember, God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So there is that expectation that the New Testament believer, that the new creation in Christ has the sense, has the receptacle of God. You know, we have an antenna that can receive the transmissions. If we are radio, they will receive the frequency in which God speaks to us. And we must have that spiritual antenna that hears God as God speaks to us. And that's why I said God will speak to us in a word. He will give us maybe a Bible verse, or He might open our eyes to dreams, or He might open our eyes to open visions, and where you're taken into a trance and you're able to see things. He might bring those things that He wants to show you or to highlight to you in your dreams, sorry, in your thoughts as ideas, because God also can speak to us through our thoughts. He can also bring people, you know, as we're thinking of them, He can have people, you know, work it out, send messages and things like that. So there are various ways that God desires to even lead us and walk with us in prayer. And I wanted us today to look at Jesus, you know, and how He taught His disciples how to pray. And I think it is important that we look at the Lord's Prayer, and this is because at times I was just asking myself, you know, when we read Luke, maybe we'll look at two parts, Matthew chapter 6, we'll read, the Lord's Prayer, that means we'll read from 7, okay, yeah, it's, we can link it from 7. Okay, maybe we can start with Matthew, then we'll go to Luke. So I want us to open our Bibles, Matthew chapter 6. And remember, it is linking up to yesterday's teaching. And so it's today's Lord teach us how to pray. And it says, Matthew chapter 6, from verse... I can start from 6 even. Let me read King James today. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Verse 9, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So I think that's one of the key texts that speak to us of the disciples. And let's just quickly jump to Luke chapter 11, and I want us to just quickly look at from verse 1 to 4. The Bible says, and it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is as in heaven, so in earth. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And in verse 5, it just goes ahead to speak of the persistence. So he said to them, suppose a friend of mine, so which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him unto midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with bed with me. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, that is persistence and boldness. I think there's a version that says his shameless audacity or shameless persistence, he will rise and give him as much, as many as he needed. Verse 9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, for me, what strikes me about these two passages is that Jesus had been staying with his disciples and he had learned to pray early in the morning. The Bible, when you read Mark chapter 1 verse 35, says that early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up and went to a solitary place to pray. And there he prayed. And this was a day after great miracles. You can imagine, the day before, the Bible says that he had cast out devils. He had healed people of all their diseases. Yet he knew that the number one source of his authority, the source of his strength, the source of his intimacy and relationship was with prayer. So the number one secret that we see of Christ, of Jesus, was his prayer life. This is what made Jesus stand out. And he's trying to show us why and how we should pray, because he knows that this is how a human being was designed to live. It's like, prayer is breathing for a new creation. You must breathe in and out. So the moment you're not breathing in and out, that means you're preparing to die. The moment you hold your nose and your mouth, that you're not taking in oxygen, unless you're getting oxygen through a tube or another way, you are actually preparing yourself to die. And so we can see that the lifeline of Christ, I think it is Hebrews that tells us that while he was on the earth, he offered out loud cries to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. That means the Son of God, the one who is God of gods, the one who is God himself, when he was on the earth, when he had limited himself to the flesh, the Bible says he humbled, though him being equal to God, he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant, and he was found in appearance as a man. And he humbled himself even to death on the cross. So Jesus, when he was on the earth, he is God that had limited himself to the flesh to become a human being like us. That is why he understands our weaknesses. He sympathizes with our disappointments. He was betrayed by those that he loved. His disciples took off and ran away from him. Judas was someone who shared every time with him for 3.5 years and betrayed him and went and sold him for 30 pieces of silver. So he knew what it means to be rejected. He knew what it means to walk like as if you're walking on eggshells. Because each and every time he went, there were Pharisees waiting for him, setting a trap for him, setting, you know, a route for him to fall. And unless he spent time with his Father, he was not able to draw strength from on high. He was not able to see the things that the Father was doing. Remember, Jesus tells his people that I only do what I see my Father do. The works that I do are the works my Father does. So what we learn from Jesus is that it is in the place of prayer that God opened his eyes, that God will show him, that God will reveal to him the things that he shall face, the answers of how he's to answer, you know, the people he's to meet, everyone. And that is why he will tell Philip, you give them something to eat, make the people sit down, because he already had seen, he had already had insight that this is what is going to happen today. Bread is going to be multiplied, food is going to be multiplied. So unless you have spent time with God, you will live a defeated Christian because you have not had your insight and your time and moment with the Father. So one of the things that Jesus, in fact, for me, when I was looking at this scripture, I was asking myself, Jesus did not plan to teach his disciples how to pray. You know, it was like, it was funny because I was like,
These guys were with Jesus every day. They were watching him pray. They were hearing him pray. He wished to take them to the Mount of Olives, you know, to the Garden of Gethsemane, because that was the regular place of prayer of Christ when he was in Jerusalem or just outside Jerusalem. He would take them to that place. So they knew, and even there's a place where he asked them, ye mere men, can't you wait with me just 1 hour? So it seems that in his interaction with them, unless they asked him, teach us how to pray, maybe he would not have taught them. But he had expected them to have caught the spirit of prayer through the intercession, through the encounters with Christ. They would have seen what are the things that Jesus was focusing on in his prayer and the content of his prayer. But you see, because they asked and they said, you know what, we are your disciples. John taught his disciples how to pray. Teach us how to pray. And Jesus obliged. Now, there are those who will say, okay, so this is the only prayer a believer should make. But this is not the case, because we have seen when Jesus prayed different kind of prayers. When he prayed for the multiplication of bread, he did not say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. If that was the prayer that Jesus expected it to be, the only prayer that Christians make, he would have told them, always only pray this way. Only pray this prayer. And even he himself, he would have limited himself to that continuous prayer. But what Jesus was showing them in this prayer is that there was a pattern, or there is a principle to how we pray. And that is the principle that I want us to look at in this Lord's Prayer, that as Jesus focused to teach his disciples is the principle of prayer. And I prefer if we go back to Matthew, because I thought Matthew gave a more detailed reflection of that prayer, and that is why I wanted us to look at it. And he says that pray then in this way, pray in this manner. So it is like this is an example. This is a way that you are to pray. And for me, a few things stand out in what I can say are some of the key principles that Jesus brings out in our prayer life. Number one, he speaks of, to who are we praying to? Father. I wish, or rather, it would have been interesting if he was saying, let us pray to God. The Israelites would have, or rather related to God from a distance. They saw God as being unapproachable. They saw God as coming from the dark cloud and the mountain that shook, you know, and the lightning, the thunder, and they told Moses, Moses, you speak to God and let God tell you, then you come and tell us. So men set a pattern that now God had to put someone, a prophet, but God's intention with the Israelites was not for a prophet. In fact, God's design for man was to speak to each and every man directly, face to face and spirit to spirit. So God's desire was for a personal relationship with each and every believer, and not through a prophet, not through Moses. So the prophetic was not in the original design of God, but it is because men asked for it and they wanted to create that space because they feared God. But you see, Jesus introduces to his disciples that it is a relationship that makes the prayer effective. That means you're not praying to all God, you're praying to my Father. And I think if that is something that needs to break somewhere, may you understand that you are not praying to a distant God, but you're praying to one that has become your Father by faith in Christ. The one that has become your Father. That means you have a relationship, a right to go to your Father. That gives you an access point. It's just like your child does not need to go through your elder brother to speak to you. There is no need for an intermediary for you to speak to your Father. If your Father is your Father and is one that loves you and one that is a true Father, you come direct, boldly, without fear, without, you know, too much protocol. You know, this is not a place of protocol. This is a place of access. You have direct access, and it is a place of relationship. And you go direct and you say, my Father, I love you. And you see, so here we are praying to our Father, who is where? Who art in heaven? Who is in heaven? This is the location of God. This is the place of authority of God. Remember, in our union with Christ, in our understanding of the new creation, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, in the heavens, in the highest place in the heavens, far above all thrones, all dominions, all powers, all principalities. We are far above. So our position in the heavens is that we are far above. So as he is in heaven, we are seated with him at the right hand of the Father, the right hand of authority, the place of honor. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So you are speaking to your Father because you are in his bosom. So you're not struggling to get to your Father. You're not struggling, first of all, you know, to fight demons and to do what. You are already with your Father. And this is what Ephesians 2 verse 6 tells us, that he has raised us up and seated us with him in heavenly places. So your access to God as a New Testament believer, as a new creation, is that you have direct access, that you have boldness to speak to your Father directly. And then he gives us the principle that hallowed be thy name. That means this is your place of adoration. This is your place of ascribing the holiness and ascribing the good things that your Father has done. I tell you, this is even a place that can take you 2 hours. You know, people struggle and wonder, how can you pray for 6 hours? You can pray because the moment you start to reflect on the holiness of God, when you start to think on the majesty of God, when you think of the doings that God has done, when you think of your life, when you think of your health, when you think of your family, when you think of your children, when you think of your workplace, when you think of the times you are unwell, when you think of the times when no people had written you off, when you are in the pit, and you think of the holiness, the majesty of God, the greatness of God, and you ascribe his glory back to him. This way you can just say, you are worthy, you are gracious, you are faithful, you've been a good Father, you've covered me, you've strengthened me. And this is where you're pouring out your love to your Father. So our first area of interaction with God is that we look. And if the principle you want to see is that you're looking at God. And remember, as you're looking up, as you're looking to him, you are recognizing where you are. Your place Don't think that you are so far away from him. Think that you are seated with him and that you are having a father-child relationship, a father-son relationship by faith. And you can speak freely and he hears us. Then he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You see, when you're speaking the kingdom of God, remember, kingdoms were conquests. Kings in the time, and even today, when they conquer you, they conquer you fully. When the Roman Empire took over Israel, all of them became their part of the Roman Empire. So everyone was subjected to Roman law. Everyone was subjected to Roman instructions. Everyone was subjected to learn the language. But since the Greeks had already conquered the whole area, Greek language still continued. Now you see, that's the power of a kingdom. Greece was already overthrown, but because of the influence of their culture, their language also conquered their conquerors. The language of the Greeks continued into the kingdom of the Romans. But you see, it tells us that when you have moved kingdoms, because the Bible says that Jesus Christ translates us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, that means when you're praying that God's kingdom come, is not that in the new creation you're already in the kingdom, but what you're praying for is for the full expression of the kingdom of God in your life. That means if there are things in your life that you see do not align to the kingdom of God, like in the kingdom of God, there is no lack. So if you're seeing areas in your life where there is poverty, where there is sickness, where there is, you know, hate, where there are things in your life that are not aligning to the pattern of God, where you're seeing, you know, generational issues that you're seeing in your life, where you're seeing them as generational curses or things like that, when you see patterns in your life that are not in conformity or in agreement to the will of God, God, then that is a place that you tell God, let your kingdom come in my life. Let your kingdom be made manifest. Let the environment of heaven surround me and let it be as it is in heaven. So each time you must say, how is it in heaven? Then this is how my life on the earth must be. Because if it is in heaven, there is no sickness in heaven, then that means on the earth, God, let your kingdom be done in my life the same way it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no lack, so I should not have lack on the earth. So everything that is in heaven, where you can see the power, the authority that God, the splendor, the beauty that is in heaven, is the same thing that you are praying to God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is a place of prayer where you now are engaging the spiritual realities and you are translating them by your words, by your speech, and making them to manifest on the earth. So now, as you are finished with looking at God, then now you look at yourself. And this is a place where you now are free to bring your needs. You know, after you've spent time in the depth of giving God glory, many times you will even find that your needs disappear. Because as you are worshiping him, he already answers. And you will even find that you even forget to even pray for your own needs. Because why? Because as you're in that depth, you get the love of God. You experience that true love of God that tells you whatever you even wanted to ask, he knows that you need it and he has answered it. That is why when you are continually expressing your love and your adoration to God, you'll even find that your time is gone and you might not even have mentioned what you need. But know that the Bible says that before you even ask for it, your Heavenly Father knows that you need it. I think we'll need to do it in two parts. I don't want to rush it. Let me stop there. Let's finish that one part of heaven. our adoration to God, looking up. That's what I will consider our first principle. And by the grace of God, we'll continue part two tomorrow of teaching us how to pray. Yeah, so my brother, till there, you're welcome.
Thank you, Emmanuel. I don't think I'm going to add anything to what you say. I think it is quite clear.
Yeah.
Just knowing our place in prayer, and yeah, it's clear. It's good.
Okay, thank you. Yes, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we give you thanks. We praise you. We worship your holy name. Oh, we are limited, but you are not limited, O God. And I thank you that you have shown us your faithfulness. Thank you for the door of utterance that you've given us. And I pray that even tomorrow or even today, as we continue to reflect on the things that you're teaching us how to pray, I pray that your grace and your hand shall direct our steps, open to us mysteries that we do not know. And I pray for my listeners and them that are trusting you that are going to learn how to pray. And this is how you wanted your disciples to pray. And thank you because it is from a place of relationship. And you are our Father. And what an honor to call God our Father. Indeed, it is such a great place of honor. Thank you that, Lord, you are majestic in your ways and that everything that we do is ordered and conforms to your will and purpose. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is my prayer for everyone that is listening, that let God's will be done in their lives and in our lives as it is in heaven. We pray all this, trusting and believing in Jesus' mighty name. We pray and believe. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed day. Shalom. Let's meet again tomorrow. Feel free to subscribe to the channel and so that you're notified when the next video will be on. God bless you. Bye.